Well, let's see. So I've been here for a year and some months. A year and probably a year and 4 or 5 months now. 4 months, 3 months, I don't know. And I think that especially given the transient nature of graduate school, mm-hmm. it's a bit easier to connect with people, you know, in the cohort because we're all coming here and we're mm-hmm. like, okay, I don't have any friends or anything. So I would say, like, I certainly have a community, mm-hmm. but it is not necessarily a community that will be here long term. Mm-hmm. I think some of them will be. If I end up staying, I think I'll have some people who will stay. Mm-hmm. So, and down in Juneau, where I was this summer, I found it a little harder to break into the community, but I did eventually make some friends. So I think I would have seed friends if I yeah. went back there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. Making friends is hard.
Yeah.
Making friends is hard.
Yeah. What about you?
I love Fairbanks.
Yeah. And you've been here since 2020, you said?
I did my undergraduate here.
Oh, so hell yeah. Since okay.
15.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you at this point it. Have community yeah. here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
I feel like it's where I became an adult, you know?
Sure.
Like, yeah. came here when I was 18 and yeah. just figured it out. And I watched a lot of my friends
so cool.
leave during undergraduate, you know? Like, Fairbanks just isn't for them, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But I was, like, still trucking along.
Great.
And still liking yeah. it, so. Yeah. I did 1 year down in Girdwood during mm-hmm. COVID with my folks. And just missed Fairbanks a lot and, like, really was surprised mm-hmm. by how much I missed it. And yeah. I have a great community in Girdwood also, but mm-hmm. It's I could never afford to live there.
Oh, really?
Or
super
buy
expensive.
Anything there. It's crazy.
Okay.
Hmm. And sense. So, yeah, Fairbanks was, it's not mm-hmm. like this is the next best thing. It is just like when I moved back up here this summer to start my summer gig, I was like, oh, I should just come back here.
Yeah.
And I caught up with Todd and.
Yeah.
I made up a job and then took it and then, like,
I
found
love
this
that.
House online.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I'm going to buy this.
Yeah.
And it just all came together. Yeah. I was like, okay, perfect.
Well, and I've been thinking about
Fairbanks.
That. It's like sometimes, I don't know. I mean, Fairbanks is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes maybe the best place to live is the place where you, like, already have, you know, connections and community. And, like,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the reason I'm here is because I'm just so sick of leaving other places that, like,
yeah.
maybe it would be easier not to, you know? Like, I do like it here. The winter was pretty hard last winter, but I've got more strategies this time. I don't think I do, like, to take it seriously,
yeah.
necessarily, from, like, a mental health perspective. But,
mm-hmm.
so, yeah.
mm-hmm. It's really, I mean, self-care
yeah.
here, I think, is a skill set that everyone needs.
Like, yeah.
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 It's different for everybody, so it's just like a bunch of experimentation.
Yeah.
And seeing what works for you.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Todd squad, we call ourselves the like
that
four in
awesome.
The cubicle over there,
mm-hmm.
has been so nice because it was like mostly empty all last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, which is fine. I had friends even on the same floor. Like, I'm being a little, like, but it's just really nice to have, like, people, like, around all the time, like, checking in.
It is nice.
Max and Nate always
yeah.
check in on me.
Oh,
it's so good.
Yeah, Max texted me this morning. He was like, good luck on your sports
oh.
exam.
Aww.
And I was, like, sick in bed, and he was, like,
oh,
it's just, yeah, people are very
yeah.
supportive, or the ones I've met.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And
which
then
is great.
If you stay in Alaska, or even if you don't, like,
mm-hmm.
they eventually become your coworkers somehow,
mm-hmm.
which is so cool.
Well, right, because it's kind of a small field,
yeah,
you
totally.
Know? Yeah.
Totally. And I'm still really good friends with a lot of the people that I'm grad school
so
with.
Cool.
And I know it wasn't that long ago, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we meet enough to stay in touch, so it's nice.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah,
that's
the
awesome.
Trauma bond is real.
Yeah, right? Oh my goodness. Where's your house you bought? Where are you living?
Over there.
I
live on Chena Ridge.
Oh.
Chena
so
Ridge.
So just above Lulu's.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
hill up there.
Mm-hmm. How close to the fire station are you?
Mm-hmm.
You're
really
close?
Really close, yeah. I'm on Guinevere.
Okay, I don't know where that is. I lived on Forest Street, actually, which is
before or after the fire station?
If you're going up Chena Ridge that way, you go past fire station,
mm.
and then you take a left.